All right, first, Patin explains why he had sex with a Hot Pocket.
My body is ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most popsicle podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy. What's up?
It's cold.
Yeah, it's fucking cold. It is currently at noon, -1 real feel.
Oh, man, what's the...
Well, -1 real temperature.
Oh, real feel, my bad.
No, -1 temperature. The real feel is with wind chill. It is... Come on, phone.
It's like painfully cold.
-14. Yeah.
Yeah, it's painfully cold. Like, when you step outside, you're just like, ah, it stings.
Great.
Are you going anywhere today?
Yeah.
Bundle
going to
Stephens up.
To play Heroescape.
Bundle up.
I know. We didn't play Pathfinder last night.
Oh. Oh, because of the weather?
Yeah, I didn't want to drive all the way to Austin's.
The roads were pretty shitty last night.
Yeah. I saw that the roads were shitty, and it was still snowing hard at that time. It was like 6 o'clock.
Yeah, it was snowing. I felt like I was driving in a snow globe around six-ish.
So I was just like, yeah, maybe we should skip Pathfinder. So we're on the once-a-month Pathfinder
regime.
Yeah.
Hey, is it pretty awesome, though, when you play Pathfinder? When you
it's fun when we finally get to it, yeah.
That's nice.
I know Austin recently was like, I was thinking about taking a Saturday off each month from Pathfinder. It's like, why we barely play?
Oh, just take like, oh, him taking 1 month. I thought he meant like taking a month off of like, or a weekend off at work to play.
No. Oh, okay. Where we don't play Pathfinder. I'm like, we never play Pathfinder, yeah. So what's the point?
He knows what it's like not playing.
Yeah. I am going to do a lot of cable. I said I had a cable management boner. That's how I put it. Because I am going to manage my cables so hard behind my TV.
Mine are a clusterfuck. I'm just waiting until we move out. That's when I'm going to redo it.
I know exactly what I'm doing. First of all, I got a bunch of shorter HDMI cables because all mine are 6 foot, and I'm using 4 of them.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. So, I'm using 5 of them.
That's a lot of you.
Yeah.
Well, you got hooked up to that thing. You got,
cable, 360, PS4, PS3, and HDMI splitter.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so I switched out one already, I think. Did I? No, I haven't done that yet. No. No, I switched out an AV cable. That's what I did. Because I had a 6 foot AV cable, but I only needed a 2 foot.
Everyone needs 2 foot.
Yeah. So I switched that out, saved myself like 4 feet of cord.
Nice.
And then when I switched my HDMI cables out, I'm going to save myself like 25 feet of cord.
Nice. It's going to look sexy back there.
Yeah, and then I'm going to get some zip ties. And actually, I'm going to cut slits in the very end of my stand on the kind of square parts.
All right.
Just thin enough that I can fit a zip tie through. So I can run my cables along the post and then along the square part.
All right.
So they don't have to like be on the floor or anything. They'll just be completely tied.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
dude. Cable management's fun. I like doing it.
Yeah, and then I'm going to mount my power strip on the wall instead of...
That's a good idea.
On the floor. And I'm going to put it can fit kind of behind the stand, so it'll be out of the way.
Nice. Yeah. That's a good idea to get those off the floor. I need to get mine. Mine just, it's covered in dust, which I know is completely unsafe, but.
Yeah, I'm doing my best not to have an electrical fire.
Yeah.
Because I have 4 things plugged into the wall, one of them being the power strip, and then there's 10 things plugged into the power strip.
Oh my God, that's a lot. I think I have 6.
Yeah,
max.
I got a 12 spot power.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
when we move out, I'm gonna buy a nice power, like a nice good surge protector power strip for all the electronics.
What I did was I bought one that I could easily just turn off with the flip of a switch.
That's a good
idea. And so I plugged everything that doesn't need to be on in there. So like my TV, my consoles, my cable and stuff like that, but I'm not watching TV, so I can just turn it all off.
That's a good idea.
The only thing that's plugged into the wall are lights.
That makes sense.
And then something else is plugged in. One's plugged.
That's a good idea. I should do that too. Save some power and stuff.
Yeah, I do the same thing with my laptops as well. They're both plugged into a power strip. I just turn it off at night.
That's a really good idea. I don't turn mine off enough. Just because they're not accessible.
Yeah, so I turn a lot of shit off. I turned like 21 things off.
Damn.
Yeah.
I had such a fucking first world problem thing yesterday. So we were going to watch our shows, and so I had to set up the laptop. But I'm like, oh my God, let me move my PlayStation 3 out of the way because my PlayStation 4 is sitting where the 3 is. So I can put my laptop on this table, one of like 8 computers I own. And, I was just bitching about moving everything, and I'm like, this is the biggest first world problem.
I had a first world problem last night because I couldn't watch basketball while I was in the shower. It was near the end of the Husker game, and I had to take a shower, and I was like, oh, I'll just put on Watch ESPN and put this on my countertop here, and I'll just watch it from the shower, but it kept loading, and I'm like, come on, I want to watch basketball.
Who won?
Nebraska.
Nice.
I lost a lot of recordings this week, so that was fun.
Really?
Yeah, I did a short podcast with a friend of mine. Mm-hmm. Audition crashed.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and the file was corrupted, so I lost that. Oh, no. And then I played an hour of Pokemon for a YouTube page, and I forgot to hit record. So, I didn't lose that one. I never had it.
How'd you do? What was your starter Pokemon? What are you playing?
Crystal. That's actually what Twitch plays Pokemon is.
Like, nice.
Yeah, I didn't know they were going to play that. I knew they were going to go to the next gen, but I didn't know.
I thought the next gen was Emerald.
No, that's third.
That's third? All right.
Yeah, Ruby, Sapphire, and Emerald.
Yeah. All right, my bad.
I'm surprised I know that because I don't know really anything past Red and Blue.
Same here.
Yeah.
I know Red and Blue and then Black and White because I played those.
Yeah.
So that's it.
I started with Chikorita.
Nice.
Yeah, no, on accident. Pokemon.
On accident?
Yeah. I accidentally hit A. I didn't want Chikorita.
Oh. Oh, well.
And I named it Meowpk.
What?
I was just naming everything sounds.
Oh.
So Chikorita was Meowpk. My Weedle was D. It was just D.
What'd you name your character?
Oh, my character was Matt and my rival was Andy.
Nice. I always like to name the character like an erect penis or something or...
Yeah,
big black guy.
On our YouTube page when I played Fire Red, I was Batman.
Nice.
And my rival was Dick Sauce.
Hey, speaking of dicks, what do you think of what do you visually see as a bag of dicks? Like, is it just like a bunch of dicks in a row in a bag, or is it just like just a bunch of dicks just thrown in a bag?
I would say a bunch of dicks thrown in a bag. I don't think there's any order to the bag of dicks.
Yeah, just a straight up bag of dicks.
Yeah, and like when you turn it over and dump everything out, it just kind of creates a pile on the floor.
Yeah, so just a bunch of loose dicks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically.
They all be white dicks or a bunch of different like nationality dicks. I bet there'd be a couple black ones.
I guess that makes me kind of racist. I picture all white dicks. Yeah.
A bag of dicks.
I hope my parents don't listen to this. Do you picture the balls attached?
Yeah.
I do too.
Yeah. It's like, it's part of the dick package.
Yeah.
Like I was describing to her, I was like, what if you just picked up a bag and it was like, the really good, let's say the good type of prosthetics that they use for like that bad grandpa and Jackass.
Mm, yeah.
Like it's just really good, a bunch of prosthetic dicks you just find in a bag. I would imagine that there would be balls attached to that.
I imagine that too.
That comes with the package.
Mm-hmm.
All right, bag of dicks.
Mm-hmm.
Someone brought it up to me and I'm like, I've never thought about it. I've just said bag of dicks.
That's a Louis C.K. bit where someone's like, hey, suck a bag of dicks. And he's like, how do you... Do they all have to come? Or can I just put one and done?
That guy's hilarious.
Yeah. All right, Andy, you want to get into gaming news?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
These guys don't stand a chance.
Grab your controller and brush up on your gaming lingo. You're going to need it. This is gaming news on 3-Hit Combo.
Sit down and shut up.
This goes to show how bad Duke Nukem was that I beat it and just...
You were just like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yay, beat Duke Nukem.
Yeah.
Twitch Plays Pokemon finally came to an end.
Is this the stat... Like, do you got some stats for this one?
You know what?
I do have some stats. The stats were great.
Yeah. It took 16 days, 7 hours, 45 minutes, and 30 seconds.
That's pretty good. It usually took me a month as a kid to beat Pokemon.
Yeah, it... As a kid, it took me a month. Yeah. When we played recently, it took me like 5 days or something like that. I guess recently being like, you know, it was like 5 years ago.
5 years ago. Yeah, I had the GameCube, so I was flying through it with that.
Yeah. Pokemasters who mashed their keyboards, over a million people participated.
That's epic.
Over 122 plus million commands were issued.
Jesus.
At the peak, there was 121,000 people watching at one time.
I wonder when that was.
I wonder when that was too. Yeah. Maybe catching Zapdos.
Or the Leaf 4. I know the Zapdos had a big fall or a big to do.
Uh huh. There was over 9 million people that watched total.
9 million?
9 million.
Damn.
Or I don't get the difference between onlookers and total views. Oh, that's probably onlookers is probably unique.
Yeah.
Total views is 36 million.
Damn.
And minutes watched over 1 billion.
Do you think the crystal one's going to be as popular as red blue?
Probably not, but I don't know. I'm still kind of interested.
I think it's going to start very strong, and maybe it might fizzle in the middle, but then when they get to the Elite Four again.
Because it was kind of an ordeal the first time. Yeah. I think a lot of people might be Pokemon'd out.
Yeah. Like, that's 2 weeks of just solid, solid Pokemon.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if I can. I'm trying to remember the team they beat.
Oh, Blue's team?
No.
Or Red's team?
Red's team that they beat the game with. It was Bird Jesus, their Pidgeot.
Oh, are you talking about the Twitch Plays team?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you were
Red's team.
Oh, okay. Did they play red or blue? I thought they played blue.
They played red.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Yeah, they were red.
They had blue. Bird Jesus.
They had Bird Jesus, Battery Bird.
All-Terrain. Venomoth.
ATV, All-Terrain Venomoth. What was his name? Like King? They're Nidoking?
Oh, yeah. King.
King something.
Yeah.
They also had Air Jordan, which was their Lapras. Oh, God. Who was the sixth member? Oh, Lord Helix.
Yes. Yeah.
Of course. How could I forget our Lord and Savior?
I was trying to remember fucking.
Helix be with you.
The King. It's King.
Is it just.
I think it's the King because. Or the King Fons.
Oh, yeah, the King Fonts,
Because this was like, eh. Dude, Nidoking or Nidoking, he was good. He was strong.
Yeah, he was. He was always one of my favorites because he looked like a badass.
Yeah, with all that armor and shit. Yeah. I always liked the bull that no one ever liked. He was strong.
Tauros?
Yeah. He could be strong.
Yeah.
But he was just kind of a bitch.
I remember in Red, someone has a Tauros that's like really powerful. That some trainer or something. It's a bitch.
Just to fuck with you.
Yeah. God, they caught so many fucking Pokemon Safari Zone. They had like 9 Nidorans and a couple Pinsirs and a bunch of Exeggutes and shit like that. It was amazing.
Dude, Exeggutes were pretty badass. Yeah. If you could get that barrage, that was a good move.
I wish I was watching, but I love all the images that came after they turned the fossil into Ammonite.
I wish I could have seen that.
Like, our Lord has risen.
I think it would have been funny to see the Safari Zone. Like, watch that. I think that would have been pretty funny.
I wonder if there's highlights up. Or maybe not highlights, but the past recordings that you could just watch.
Maybe.
That's suck, though, not being live. You're just kind of watching a guy walk around. Someone should highlight it.
I saw the animated GIF when they were on, starting Victory Road. And they would just got to the very end, and then someone, jumped back over the fence. Oh. And it was just like, God damn it.
I like the images that came after they beat the game. Like,
all the really artistic ones?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, Red, he's like, Mom, I'm home. It's quiet now. And, another one where, in his head, all the words are fading, up, down, left, right.
Yeah.
And he's like, quiet. And then the other one was like, meanwhile, at Pokemon Crystal, up. What the hell was that?
the lore that came out of that game is insane.
It's amazing what a bunch of nerds can do over 16 days.
It's not helping the world or anything, but they did some crazy shit.
And it's already started. It's been like 8 hours since they started playing again, and they already have Laser Gator.
Really? Yeah, they didn't wait very long. They kind of started.
Yeah, they waited like a day. Mm-hmm. They finished early Saturday morning and started early Sunday morning.
That's crazy. I hope they go through all the Pokemon.
That's awesome.
That'd be sweet. I'd watch Black and White. I would definitely watch Black and White a lot. Because I enjoyed that when that came out.
Yeah. It should be sweet. March's Game with Gold gives players a taste of strategic diplomacy and dungeon crawling. This is Xbox's free games.
Oh.
First of all, you can get Civilization Revolution for the
Isn't
Xbox.
That a game from like 2008?
Yeah. And Dungeon Defenders.
That's a fun game. I got that for free on PlayStation Plus.
Yeah, Microsoft really needs to step up their free games.
Oh, here's Halo 3 that everyone's owned.
Yeah, that everyone has. Because, I mean, I just got Uncharted 3 and...
Payday 2 out like in November. So
Bioshock Infinite.
Yeah.
Borderlands 2.
Yeah, it's just like games are like, all right. Remember this game from 2007?
Yeah,
all right, Perfect Dark Zero, everyone.
Perfect Dark Zero. Wasn't that a launch?
Yeah.
Title? Yeah.
It was fun, but at the same time, you're like, this game's horrible.
The second episode of The Walking Dead Season 2 will be coming out on Tuesday.
I know.
I'm so excited.
I know. Did you know that Steam Family Sharing's out now?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was going to do it with my dad because he wanted the... He wants The Walking Dead, too, and I only bought it on Steam. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that should be sweet.
Oh, the first episode was good,
mm-hmm.
So I'm excited for the second.
Rockstar Games is being sued for, like, the fifth time.
Oh, no way, really?
Yeah. Karen Gravano, a former VH1 star of the show Mob Wives, is suing Rockstar Games over the use of her life story.
Wow. This lady's a bitch.
Yeah.
Which character is she?
Antonio Bottino. Bottino's character in GTA is the daughter of a mob boss, and the icing on the cake is that Bottino's character is upset throughout the game because her mob boss father won't let her star in a reality TV show called Wise Bitches. When was that?
I'm trying to think.
Because that wasn't What's-His-Face's daughter.
I think that was What's-His-Face's daughter. But I thought... Bottino? I thought it had a normal name, though.
Because his... First name was Michael. It was DeSanta.
Yeah.
Yeah, and his previous name was Townley.
Is this from maybe GTA 4?
It says GTA 5.
Really?
Where the fuck was this? Why is bitches? How are the simulators made?
I really don't remember this. Because, yeah, the daughter had like a normal name, too.
Yeah, and she wasn't on Wise Bitches. She was on that Fame show.
Yeah, and trying also to make porn or something.
Let me just search the character's name.
Yeah, I really don't remember this character. I haven't booted up that game in forever.
I'm looking at the character and I don't recognize her.
Yeah, I don't get that. I don't.
Yeah, let's go to the wiki.
Yeah.
She's a character in Grand Theft Auto 5. She's the daughter of former Gambetti crime family boss Sammy Bottino. Antonio is encountered during a random encounter in GTA 5 called Burial. Oh, she's a random encounter.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, my God. When you're making a game that big, the amount of coincidences is huge. People should just realize that.
Yeah.
They're not... making fun of you or stealing your ideas. It's just a big game.
Yeah, it's a huge game.
And they spent like what? Like probably a good probably like four years on it. Yeah, 5 years. So, I mean, fuck. I don't think Mob Wives was around.
The idea stage probably started right after 4 was released.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean.
Someone was like, what should we do for 5?
Yeah. I saw an interview when they were talking about 6, and they're like, it's just pages. They're like, it's just pages upon pages of ideas. Like, we haven't even done anything. It's just pages of ideas.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot wait for a next-gen Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, that'd be
like
sweet.
This, or I guess it'd be the current gen.
We're going to have to wait for a while.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't doubt that. But when it comes out.
Just came out.
When it comes out, it's going to be gorgeous, I bet.
Mm-hmm. Xbox One is finally getting Twitch.
Finally?
Finally. Finally getting Twitch.
Isn't that what they first announced when the Xbox came out?
Coming out on the 11th, actually.
Didn't they? That was like their partner, wasn't it?
Yeah, but they also never got it.
Really? I did not know. Is it coming with that gigantic dashboard update?
It's coming with Titanfall. It's going to coincide with Titanfall.
Yeah, there's that gigantic update that's also coinciding with Titanfall 2 that's supposed to, like, revamp the OS or something.
Yeah, so all those are coming the same day.
Yeah. I haven't seen any gameplay for Titanfall. I've seen pictures, and that's about it.
I've seen some gameplay.
Any good?
Yeah, it looks all right. It looks good. All right, Andy, that'll do it for gaming news.
All right.
Let's go into technology.
No one cares, old man. It's time for technology news with 3-Hit Combo.
Surgeons have attached a man's calf to an... Let's start that again. Technology news, everybody. No, I'm just kidding. Surgeons attach a man's calf to his arm to save his life.
I've heard of that before. I've seen a couple pictures where they have attached, like, the hand to his armpit. Someone's armpit to keep the hand alive.
Yeah.
But do they have a picture?
They have a diagram. Ian McGregor lost his entire leg to a cancerous tumor, but he's lucky to be alive because of a weird, never-before-attempted 18-hour surgical procedure.
18 hours.
First, doctors removed his calf and attached it to his arm to keep it alive during the tumor and leg amputation. Then they used the calf to fix the huge hole that resulted from the operation.
That's crazy. Wouldn't that be hilarious? I guess not hilarious, but they're like, during the surgery, he's like, guys, I got an idea. He's not going to know about this, but we're going to do it.
Yeah, they did it on the fly.
Yeah. Fuck it, we'll do it live.
Tor is developing an anonymous instant messaging service.
Oh, that's nifty. Yeah. Tor's kind of, like, Tor's there, but they never... I don't know. I don't hear much news about them. I know that Tor's there. I know what they do, but I just never hear anything about them. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I use Tor on occasion.
Every once in a while I will, but now that I bought a VPN, I use that more than Tor.
Yeah, I should get a VPN.
They're faster than I thought they would be.
That's good.
Yeah.
A physicist proposes a 1,000-foot anti-tornado wall across the Midwest.
That'd be sweet. Is there a diagram picture?
No.
Damn.
They'll present this research at the next American Physical Society meeting in March. Rongia Teo proposes three great walls running east-west across North Dakota, between Kansas and Oklahoma, and between Texas and Louisiana. These walls would be 1,000 feet tall, 150 feet thick. In theory, these walls are supposed to act like natural mountain ranges, blocking the northbound warm airflow and southbound cold airflow that collide to form tornadoes.
Do you know how shitty that would be to see every day, a 1,000-foot wall? That would have to mess with sunlight and stuff. It would have to. It would have to throw off things.
You would think so, especially when it's low in the horizon. And
yeah.
It's like, can't get through the wall.
All right, your sunrise, now add 2 hours to it.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, interesting. I don't think it'll happen.
I don't think it'll happen either.
If it happens,
First of all, that's a huge undertaking. Second of all, that's a ton of fucking materials.
Yeah, and 1,000 feet high.
You're talking about blocking the movement of air. Like,
yeah.
I know sometimes it creates tornadoes, but, like, I kind of want my warm air to get to me.
Yes, that would be nice. We'd get boned. We'd be right in the middle of those three walls.
We'd be in the middle of two.
Yeah.
The Texas-Louisiana wall wouldn't really. I guess it would mess with us a little bit. Yeah. But we would be right between the Kansas, Oklahoma one and the North Dakota one.
Yeah.
We'd be sandwiched right there.
I wonder.
Get cold or warm air.
We'd get stale air.
Yeah. It's 60 degrees every day in Nebraska.
I could deal.
We wouldn't be able to swim, though.
Yeah.
Unless you're really dedicated.
Heat that shit. Just flamethrowers. Yeah. Did you ever hear about the guy who used a flamethrower to try and melt all the snow, and then he just got arrested?
Yes.
I've always wanted to do that. Man did what, like, half of America wants to do with snow. Take a flamethrower to it.
Apparently, even PayPal tries to get away with not paying for stock photos.
Really?
Yeah, they recently had a stopwatch on one of their pages, and you could see the watermark on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Someone was telling me that eBay wants to get rid of PayPal. Like, they want to sell it. Which, that's really weird, because how integrated eBay and PayPal are.
PayPal's kind of shitty, though.
PayPal is kind of shitty. there's better services out there.
Yeah.
But PayPal's like the Microsoft. They just monopolized it.
Yeah, they should use like Google Wallet or something like that.
Google Wallet's pretty neat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I think it's just as secure as PayPal.
Yeah. That's pretty sweet. The Doomsday Seed Vault has added 20K new crops.
What?
You wear the Doomsday Seed Vault?
No.
This is in Svalbard, which is a northern island of Norway.
All right.
Yeah, it's just a big vault. It's cold. It keeps all the seeds in the world.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So if there's ever a time where we need to, say, a plant species dies out that we need, we got seeds for it.
That's actually a pretty nifty undertaking to have.
They added 20K new crops, including beer barley.
Nifty. So it's just a, is it just a cold, dark area and they just keep seeds and shit?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, basically.
The picture of it looks pretty cool. The building.
Yeah. They chose the location, first of all, because it's easy to keep seeds at 0 degrees. It's located in a politically stable and remote part of the world, which there are fewer hazards.
Oh, okay. That's a smart idea.
Hey, and under international treaty, military activity is forbidden there.
That's so pretty neat.
They're basically alone and cold.
All right. That's got to suck for whoever has to work there.
Yeah.
Where are you going to work?
Yeah, the bunker. Got to go to the seed vault.
Yeah. I'm gonna put on my fucking ice suit and go at it.
All right, that will do it for technology news.
Yeah.
Let's go into news.
Are the newspaper and the internet letting you down?
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
We're here to give you the best of the best. This is news.
All right, first up, a teen explains why he had sex with a Hot Pocket.
Yes. Yes, I heard about this. This kid is a Hot Pocket martyr. I'm so glad we're talking about this.
He said, quote, "I just thought it was so fucking funny." He also hinted that he'd do it again. Or no, he'd do it to gain Twitter followers, my bad. But the plan didn't exactly pan out because, as Jezebel points out, he's now banned from Twitter, Vine, and blocked by Hot Pockets.
Yes. He's blocked by Hot Pockets. It started off as he was like, if I get so many followers on Vine or Twitter, he'll have sex with the Hot Pocket. And he posted the video, and it was up for, I guess, a minute or so. So it's somewhere on the internet. And
its code name was Versace Pockets.
Versace Pockets.
he said he tried doing it without a condom, and it was way too hot. He said, I put it in the fridge for a little bit, and I was like, dude, I'm going to have to use a condom if I'm actually going to stick my dick in a whole Hot Pocket.
Well, there's always varying levels of heat in that, so, I mean, if he gets past the hot, he might get to the cold.
Yeah. You can burn it and cool it down in one thrust.
That kid is going to be known as the Hot Pocket fucker for the rest of his life.
His whole life.
But, yeah, I saw a couple of tweets that were calling him the Hot Pocket martyr.
The Hot Pocket martyr. That's funny. I like how he's banned by Hot Pocket.
I know.
Don't have sex with the Hot Pockets. Stop that.
Have you ever been banned by Hot Pockets? No.
A heartbroken French woman will be wed to her dead fiancé because of a little-known French law used in special circumstances.
What?
The woman who only identified herself as Pascal was with her fiancé for 6.5 years before he died of a heart attack. The tragedy occurred just 1 month before the pair was to be married.
Aww.
It took her 4 letters to the president and 20 months of waiting, but a few weeks from now, Pascal will stand before the mayor of her village in St. Omer and marry her fiancé, Michael. So she's going to marry a 20-month dead corpse.
I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, that's sad, yeah, but I don't want you to marry my dead body if I die.
Apparently they did it during World War II. Still, I would not want to marry a corpse.
No.
I would be sad.
How would you have your honeymoon?
I would definitely be sad, but it's just a corpse, you know? It's still, that's who you're marrying.
Yeah,
you're marrying something dead, whether you could see it or not.
I mean, that's cute. Oh, she's getting married to her dead husband. Nah. But let's think realistically about this. She can have all the fun she wants and still get marital benefits. Good for her.
That's interesting. A parrot helps police catch a murder suspect.
Yes. Good for that parrot.
Police in Agra, India say that a talking parrot helped them nab a man who killed the bird's owner.
Yes. Good for that bird. That was like the Scooby-Doo of Indian birds.
The body of Neelam Sharma was found at her home on February 20th. Her dog had also been killed, but Hercule, Sharma's parrot, was still alive. Sharma's husband, Vijay Sharma, told police after the murder he noticed whenever his nephew, Ashutosh, came over, Hercule would go berserk. During discussions, too, whenever Ashutosh's name was mentioned, the parrot would start screeching. This raised my suspicion, and I informed the police.
Interesting. That sucks. Did they have a motive why that kid killed him?
No.
No, that's fine.
Just see.
Good for that parrot. Fuck that kid.
Yeah.
I'm glad that parrot took him down. He's gonna be in jail, be like, that parrot took me down. Good for them.
Yeah.
Good for that fucking parrot.
Why are you in here? Fucking parrot.
Parrot bringing justice.
Justice. All right, we're going to start and end with dicks. Real estate mogul Sean Ludwick allegedly paints penises in his ex's home.
That is something I would do.
Authorities say Ludwick, a managing partner at Black House Developments in Manhattan, broke into Lana Trevison's apartment and drew penises on the artwork he had painted himself and given to her. Ludwick, who is 41, is also accused of knifing the word studio art on two stools and splashing paint on the floor during a drunken rage. He said, quote, I became unhappy when I found out she was having an affair before his appearance in court. I augmented my work to reflect my emotions at that moment.
That's an artist saying right there. I augmented my work to do my emotions. That's hilarious that he just carved studio art into something.
Oh, that's good
badass
shit.
Badass artist. I like that. That was a good segue. Start with dicks, end with dicks.
Yeah.
Dicks.
All right, that will do it for news, and that will do it for this episode of 3-8 Combo Podcast. Remember to find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3-8-combo-podcast, twitter.com/3-8-combo-pc, email us at 3-8-combo-podcast@gmail.com, and search for us on YouTube. So for Andy, this is Matt, signing out. The book.